Auburn Opelika's News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk, WKNI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. To a business spotlight, we talk Max Credit Union and Holly Head with us. And first off, welcome.
Thank you.
I would say it's your first time on the radio, but our sister station, ESPN 106.7, Doug has cornered you a couple of times.
Yes,
from the Max Roundtable.
We love Doug.
Well, you're one of the few. I'm just kidding. Everybody loves Doug as he comes on with us from time to time. He came up and hung out and actually did his shows from our studios last week because he was going to the – forgot which game. Oh, it was 2 weeks ago. It was when he went to the Mississippi State game.
Yes.
He was all excited about coming up and doing that. And he got to see a good one. So we do this from time to time, a business spotlight, and the reason being is because we have various people on. People may say, well, how do I get involved at Max? Or – you know, what do they offer that, you know, you can't get from anybody else? And I told you my little story is my wife has her car loan through you guys. And, you know, as I told you, it's better off when she goes to the Gay Street location than she does the Frederick Road location. And the reason being is because she usually stops and shops at other places along the way at Frederick. So that car payment turns into about $600 or $700 before it's all said to me. Even though y'all don't get all of it,
yes.
It goes to other locations. But little things like that, whether it be car loans, home loans, I mean, checking savings account, I mean, what does Max have to offer?
Absolutely. We're a one-stop shop for all financial needs, basically. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, we do offer car loans. We offer home equities. We have a mortgage services department. We have business services. We have insurance services. So anything that you need, we want to be your come-to financial institution.
Yeah. And I love that that's how y'all refer to yourself as well, like a financial institution, because I've even gone down when I met with Pace, and before that, I think it was Nyer, and I went down to the Montgomery location. There are plenty of Montgomery locations, but the main, I call it the main branch. I don't know if it is
Eastdale,
or not.
Eastdale, yes.
Yeah, over at Eastdale, that is the main branch?
Yes, it is.
Big old building. It better be the main branch.
Huge.
Otherwise, there's a lot of wasted space there if it's not the main branch. But I've gone down and talked to those guys. But it is. It's people think, I guess when you say the word credit union, they kind of wonder what that means and how they get involved. But it's different than probably what it was in the 90s as far as that is concerned.
Yeah, so we like to, you know, just make, we love when your wife comes to the Frederick Road branch. So that's actually where I'm located. And what we like to do is we like to refer to our customers, not as customers, but as members.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a difference in a credit union. One is because you're a member, you're part of our family. We want to make sure that, you know, all of your needs are met and that you leave highly satisfied and that we do everything that we can to put you in a better financial situation than when you walk through those doors.
So what is your official title?
I'm the branch manager at the Frederick Road branch.
Oh, so you're the big one in charge.
Well, I mean, I guess.
You're running the show over there. No wonder you like seeing her come in and visit.
I do like to see her come in.
Well, I'll tell her to say hey to you next time she pokes her head in. Just make sure you tell her to turn and drive right back to her office whenever she gets done, and I continue on to, down the road a little bit. When it comes to, you know, what you guys do in the community, I think it's pretty admirable because you do want to be part of the community. I know when people, when they see whether it be a bank or credit union or financial institution of sorts, they think, oh, well, it's just a cookie cutter. Same thing you would see if you went to random Tennessee or random Georgia or went all the way out to random Arizona. That's not the case. You guys get involved in the community. They do. You do here. I mean, you guys are on with us with Auburn University Athletics, and you try to make yourself immersed in the community.
We absolutely do. And, you know, that's one of our missions is to be a part of the community and to make sure that we are supporting our community, to help our community grow, you know, not only the community, but also the families that reside within it. So a lot of the things that we do, for instance, we are big supporters of the Big House Foundation.
Mm.
We're big supporters in Lee County specifically, and we are big supporters of, you know.
I've said before, I worked with a nonprofit before that you guys were helping out. And that was one of the things that we enjoyed because y'all, I forgot what it was.
Curtis House.
Curtis House
is one of the really big ones that we support. And we like to, you know, show our support to those nonprofit organizations mm-hmm. that are helping helping to build our communities.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I told you that I worked with a nonprofit before, did some consultant work with those guys. And that was one thing is, and it was the Frederick Road location that I had to go to and had to pick up. And I know it sounds like just going to pick up a check, but like when I went in, you guys made a big deal out of it when I went in there. Everybody came to the front. We took pictures and all that kind of good stuff and put the time in because that particular nonprofit, y'all came out to visit and y'all like saw what was going on. And I think that's just something different that some businesses don't do. They just say, hey, come get your check and leave. And then we'll, you know, that's our check mark for helping. And then we move on. It's different with you guys because you guys want people, like you said, you want my wife to come in and you want to visit. And she said that as well. She said, people are asking me like how my day was and what was going on and where I was headed. So did you tell them you were headed shopping when you left? Because that's what you did.
Yes. Well, and one other thing that we do is we partner a lot with the Chamber of Commerce, both in Auburn and in Opelika, because we know that that's a good way to get into the community and find different ways to be able to help. And, you know, we supported the new chamber building that just opened in Opelika. Yes.
Yeah. That, I have not been there yet. I did see on social media where they were saying that they were, I guess, like their first full week. I think they may have got delayed a little bit because of the snow and everything else and construction, which construction delays everybody. But it's little things like that, being a part of the community that make you guys a financial institution that sets you apart from a lot of other people. So we're talking with Holly and we're talking Max. And it, as you said, Max Financial, call it Max Credit Union. We got the Max Roundtable that we have that begins at 11 every day, runs 11 to 2 over on our sister station, ESPN 106.7. Doug will have you there. Doug actually has me on Tuesdays. Jacob is on Thursdays. I think Bill is on whether it be Mondays or Wednesday. I can't remember which one. So we are super in tune and a big part of that. And it's part of that Max community and Max family that makes it part of our radio station as well. We'll be back with more momentarily. Got to take a quick break. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to News Talk station.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station, talking with Holly. We're talking Max Credit and Credit Union, and they host the Max Roundtable that we do on our sister station, as well as one of our Auburn sponsors, which we greatly appreciate. But one thing we were talking about giving back to the community, you were explaining to me, I told you, I said, I hate to be ignorant here, but I wasn't real sure what the Curtis House was. And that's one of the philanthropies that you guys help out and give to. Walk me through. This was amazing. I didn't realize this. And it even got ties, political ties, with Jeremy Gray that started this. Walk me through this place.
Absolutely. The Curtis House is located on Jeter Avenue, and it is geared towards growing that community and being able to assist the not only the children in that community, but also the senior citizens. So they have a lot of after school programs for the children to where they can go and do homework, get tutoring. They also have greenhouses, which our Opelika's 20 under 40 is working on currently as their service project to raise money to, you know, build their greenhouse even larger. Because what they do is when the kids are actively, you know, working in that greenhouse, when they grow the vegetables, they're able to basket those and pass them out to senior citizens in that area. So
that's fantastic. I mean, I had no idea. I mean, you were telling me about greenhouses and what he's done, like implementing. And I guess when you guys financially, you know, give towards them, that's what buys the computers and the workstations for them to be at.
It is. And they also do programs for the children and the families in that community for Christmas, Easter. They have a lot of events that they host for those families in that area.
We were talking, not to give too much away, but I mean, I was asking, I said, what got you here? You said you were basically, you might as well say local lady, coming from just up the road. And so, I mean, kind of growing up around here and being a part, I mean, what does this community mean to you guys as far as being able to give back with things like that?
I absolutely love being involved in the community. I love to be able to see our community grow, and seeing Opelika grow the way that it has is just phenomenal. And I love to be able to be a part of that. I love being a part of a credit union that is able to see families grow financially to better themselves so that it also betters our communities.
No doubt. And the thing they call themselves, it is a financial institution, but still it is like family. I mean, you guys give back to the community like we talked about with the various ways. And we'll talk about that as well. I do need to get my last break of the hour. It snuck up on me. I thought I had only one left, but apparently I got two left. And traffic lady's going to be super upset with me along with the sales manager if I don't play it. So we'll do that. And then we'll talk about how you can get in touch and how you can get involved involved and how the locations you can go by or whether you need to go online and all the things that wrap up with Max Credit Union, who's with us this morning. As Holly sits in with us on Auburn Opelika this morning.
Talking about issues that matter to you, Auburn Opelika this morning with Ben Taylor.
Final segment, Auburn Opelika this morning, your news, talk, and information station. We said at the beginning, so the locations are where?
So the locations here in Lee County are on North Gay Street mm-hmm. in Auburn and also on Frederick Road in Opelika, which is where I'm located.
The North Gay Street has new neighbors. The tourism is right next door to
yes,
them now.
Yes, they do.
That is one of those. That's on my drive in every morning. I drive right by both those now. They aren't open at 5 in the morning, so no, you guys don't think you can get there early and get a special spot because they're not open at that time either of the places. But also, I know that I was talking about this with Riley the other day. Online, I'm sure you guys, do you have an app or do they just go to the website?
Yes, we actually have an app, the Max Credit Union app. Mm-hmm. You can search Max Credit Union, it'll pop up. But also, if you go to mymax.com, yes. you're able to see all of the products and services that we do offer, current rates. You're able to see, the different checking accounts that mm-hmm. we offer, the different savings accounts, money markets. So it's all there on mymax.com.
See, and that's what I love about the branding, by the way, because that's also in y'all's, the end of y'all's email, mymax.com.
Yes.
I hate when people switch it all up and they ask you to go to one website, their email says something else. Fantastic branding wise. So head by either location. They would love to see you, especially if you're in the market for something or if somebody says, hey, do you have any particular place that you want to finance? Hey, feel free to reach out because you become a member. You're
yes.
not a customer. You're a member, which, by the way, that's what we are now because my wife, she's also a member of some retail right down the road. Well, we won't get into that. Thank you for coming in this
thank
morning.
You
I appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
Tell Pacey it was nice of him to set this thing up. And if you guys want to hear more about Max, I don't know where Doug is today. I'm sure he's going to be talking about it. Max Roundtable begins on our sister station at 11 this morning, goes 11 to 2. And also, you'll hear him on tomorrow because they're a big part of our Auburn University broadcast. All sports. Everybody always thinks it's football. I'm like, no, football, basketball, women's basketball, baseball, all involved. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news, talk, and information station. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on the Monday edition of Auburn Opelika this morning.